Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored now by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. It's time to say hello to Dr. Jeffrey Copin, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, season's greetings.
Season's greetings to you, John, and to all our listeners.
Do people send over, like, boxes of cookies or coffee cakes in appreciation for the work you all do over there?
I have to say, people are very generous, and they're very thankful, most importantly to our staff this time of year. I think people really appreciate the care that they get from our nurses and our techs and really everybody. It's lovely this time of year, the appreciation that gets shown.
Yeah, I was going to send some treats over to my dentist's office because I was running late, and they did a real nice job for me, Dr. Patani and the gang over at Main Street Smiles in Barrington. And then I thought, you can't send over a box of treats to a dentist's office. That's a dentist's office. So I was sort of perplexed by that idea, Doctor.
Yeah, what is the etiquette to send over to your dentist?
Right. Or like your cardiologist, you're not going to send bacon of the month. So you kind of have to think of, you know, who's getting it and what they're getting. But either way.
I myself always appreciate a good bottle of scotch, John. I don't know what that says about me, but it's true.
I think it says you like a good bottle of scotch, and there's nothing wrong with that, my friend. I'll keep that in mind. So here are some of the messages from last week after our conversation, Doctor. Is it too late to get a flu shot?
Absolutely not. If a person has not gotten the flu shot, this is a great, great time to get it. Influenza flu is really just arriving here. We're starting to see it, but not in great numbers. We can have the flu season go all the way into the spring, sometimes as late as May. So for anyone who's not yet gotten the flu shot, and it doesn't matter what your age is, this is a wonderful time to get it as we get into the holidays. And as the weather is like it is today, I mean, this is cold and flu season, get your flu shot.
Somebody wants to know if they're going to plan on being laid up a little while because they might have a reaction to one of these shots we're getting these days. Which one is most likely to set you back, flu, RSV, or shingles? Which one is most deleterious to your short-term well-being?
I think most people would tell you shingles. The reaction people get to shingles, many people get to shingles, is more than with the other vaccines that we've been talking about. So if someone were going to get the shingles shot, and if you're working and you get the weekend off, wouldn't be a bad thing to do on Friday.
Any other just general advice from you, Doctor? You know, we were talking about the co-founder of the band Moody Blues, and then the guy went on to form Wings with Paul McCartney, and he just passed away at the age of 79. He contracted COVID last year. I remember 2 weeks ago you told us that people still go to the hospital with COVID. People still die with COVID. It tends to be the elderly. I don't know if this guy was vaccinated or not, but COVID still claims lives, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And somebody who's 79 years of age, regardless of how healthy he is, and I would suspect that somebody who's been a rock musician his whole adult life likely had some medical problems, but I'm assuming something maybe I shouldn't. I hope he was vaccinated. And I hope anyone out there who's 79, you get that COVID vaccine. Today we have a number of patients in the hospital who are sick with COVID, and none of them are vaccinated.
Really?
I wish they had gotten vaccinated. I don't think they'd be here.
Do you all ask that when you admit somebody?
All the time. And we hear so many times, well, you know, I didn't think I needed it. I wish I'd gotten it. And I agree with that. I agree with that because for most of the folks that we see that get admitted to the hospital with a COVID-related problem, had they been vaccinated, there is a really good chance they would not have needed to come to the hospital.
Doctor, I described a phone call. I had a conversation very briefly with somebody from the CDC, and it was legit. They wanted to survey me about my COVID and vaccination experience. It sounds like it's just random calls they're placing across the USA. I wasn't able to visit with them at the time because I was driving hands-free. While I was willing to talk to them, they said, no, we are not going to do anything that compromises your safety, and that includes talking while driving. We'll call you later on. Do you know much about what kind of research the CDC would be doing or what that might all be all about?
They're doing follow-up studies, John. They want to understand people's attitudes better towards vaccines, what the experience has been. I think what's really going on is with the amount of vaccine hesitancy that we have in the United States currently, really not throughout the world, but CDC really cares about the United States. What can they learn by doing these qualitative surveys where they actually talk to people, those people who've been vaccinated, those people who have been not, what the motivations are to decide either way, to help to better craft the message about the importance of vaccination? Because, and we're still, we have very low vaccine acceptance right now. We've talked about this before. It's a serious, significant issue, and frankly, we just got to do better.
Do you know what the vaccination rate is of the current vaccine?
Yeah, we're getting somewhere a little over 20%. That's it.
Is everybody eligible for it now?
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody's eligible for it now, and we're sitting about 20%. Even the older population, the ones that were really, really encouraging to get it, it's like 35%, 40% at the most.
Do you know how dangerous this strain is versus Omicron or COVID-19 and so forth?
I think we're still about the same. What we're seeing with the new strains, and you know, it seems almost like there's a new strain every week if you keep close eye on this. This is a fascinating virus, the way it mutates and combines sometimes with other viruses, other strains of COVID, that is. It can become more infectious. More people can get it. Thankfully, the severity of infection doesn't seem to be increasing. So that's a really good thing. Mm-hmm. The vaccines that we have seem to be effective still against them. But the bottom line is if you haven't gotten that COVID vaccine, please get it. We're in December. We're going to be seeing more and more of these infections, and the vaccine really will help you.
Lots of questions from our listeners here. Had COVID last week, tested negative on Saturday. Should I get a vaccine, or is my natural immunity good now?
Your natural immunity is good for about 90 days. We'll see where we are 90 days from now. But it might be a good idea after 90 days, as your natural immunity begins to wane, to consider getting a COVID vaccine.
My cardiologist told me not to get the COVID vaccine. Is there anything I can do to protect myself? Vitamins, supplements, stuff like that?
I would be interested in why the cardiologist recommended not getting it. Assuming there is a good reason for you not to get the COVID vaccine, then it's really about being smart. If you're going to be in a confined space, I would consider wearing a well-fitting N95 respirator.
But it sounds like you're not against a second opinion on that advice about not getting the shot, huh?
Yeah, I would be interested in what the thinking is. You know, perhaps there is a cardiac concern that if there was one of the rare side effects, John, from the vaccine, that it could cause some cardiac problems. And if so, then it's really the being smart stuff that I would recommend to that listener.
Here comes some calls for our guests. Let's start with Tom. You're on WGN with Dr. Copen. Tom, what can we do for you?
My question is how soon after the COVID shot will I experience some negative side effects if I do?
Yeah, hi, Tom. So it's within a couple hours of getting it that you could start to exhibit some of the achiness, perhaps, that people get. And a couple hours after that, you might start to feel the tenderness at the injection site. And remember, all of those things are actually good, even though it makes us feel not so great for a short period of time, because it means that our body is reacting to the vaccine. And we really would like that. That's a good thing when that happens.
This is Carl. You're on WGN. Carl, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi, John. Dr. Copin, I think you said once that you could get two shots in one sitting. Between RSV, COVID, and flu, which I'm behind on, what two out of those three would you suggest to get?
I would recommend, Carl, that you get the influenza shot and the COVID shot. We have a lot of experience now with both of those. RSV is still new, so I would get that separately. So do the influenza and the COVID, and then go back in a few weeks to get the third one.
630 says, I feel like I'm getting a cold. Is it okay to get the flu shot now?
Yeah, if you feel like you're getting a cold, wait until the symptoms leave you. If you have an infection with one virus that actually could blunt a bit, not a lot, but a bit, your body's reaction to the flu vaccine, so wait until you feel better.
Can anyone get an RSV shot?
Yeah, pretty much anybody can get it. It's really recommended, though, to the younger kids and to people over the age of 60, 65. If somebody younger than that has chronic medical issues, they too should get the RSV shot.
Okay, next one, 847 says, John, please ask the doctor, how can we prevent getting sick during the holidays? I'll take this one, Doc. Drink plenty of fluids, get rest, wash your hands, vitamin C. How am I doing?
You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm not so much a vitamin C guy.
I knew you were going to say
that. If you like vitamin C, please, you can use vitamin C.
You know, you don't like me taking my NyQuil, and I think that stuff handles the symptoms, even if it's not curing the cold.
Yeah, as I said, if one of these cold remedies makes you feel better, please go ahead and do it. It's just not going to make the cold go away.
You got to go away now, doctor. Our time is up.
It is. So everybody, take care. Get your shots if you haven't. And everyone, enjoy this wonderful holiday season.
And please come back next Tuesday, doctor.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jeffrey Copin, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine.